Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. Today we're talking to people in your area about important issues facing your community and the nation, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And in which state are you registered to vote?
New York.
New York? Thank you. And what is your zip code, just to make sure we speak to all areas in New York?
11710.
11710. And are you... what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
The date of my birth, 9/23/53.
53. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No. No.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
White Italian.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Yes, proud Republican.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided, or will not vote for president, just for political office?
Yeah, I'll vote for Trump.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Republicans.
Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. Statement A. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Statement B. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or the last one, statement C. I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. So which is closer to your own view, A, B, or C?
C.
And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legality? The first one, abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. The next one, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. The next one, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Or abortion is totally banned in New York.
Number three.
And how concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned about that? Just somewhat not very concerned or not at all?
Very concerned.
As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, only a some, only a little, or heard nothing at all about that?
Only a little.
And based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure that guarantees that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided? Or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Undecided.
Undecided. And if you had to choose, will you vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or will you vote no? Or will you not vote on that ballot? If you had to choose today, the election held today.
I would vote.
And here is the text of proposal number one. The amendment that might appear in the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. I guess both puts this protection against discrimination in the New York state constitution. No vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. So after reading the ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you still undecided? Or will you not vote? Will you vote no? Okay, probably.
No.
If the elections were held today, okay. And what values are behind your current decisions to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. I have, because responsibility to women. The next one, faith in God. Parents' rights. Personal responsibility. Family. Safety. Distrust of government. Empathy. Goes to four. Or the last one, protecting lives of unborn children.
No,
you can select two. Faith in God, okay? And
yeah,
one more or just that? But you
no,
can
that's
select
good.
You can select two.
Okay.
And oh, I'm sorry. You need to select two. Don't let me go through. Please pick the two values. I have responsibility to women, parents' rights, personal responsibility, family, safety, distrust of government, empathy, or goes too far, or protecting the lives of unborn children.
Protecting the lives of unborn children.
Okay. So, faith in God and protecting the lives of unborn children.
That's it.
And now, does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more motivated to vote or less motivated? Or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It doesn't make any difference.
And if you learn a candidate for political office support a ballot measure, will that make you more likely to vote for that candidate, less likely, or does it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
If you learn a candidate for political office oppose the ballot measure, will that make you more likely to vote for that candidate or less, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It makes no difference.
And we're almost done with the story. We're at 65% now. Thank you so much for your time. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want the states to decide on their own abortion laws? To the best of your knowledge.
The third one.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Abortion with some exceptions.
Just with some exceptions, okay? And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want a state to decide on their own abortion laws?
State to be decided on their abortion law.
And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is a requirement? It's just somewhat important, neutral, or somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Neutral.
And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important it is to you that the candidate share your opinion on the issue of abortion? It's a requirement, it's somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Somewhat important.
You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. Then answer some questions on it. And we're at 75% up. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. And based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Just based on what you just heard. very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
If you learn a candidate for political office support the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, will that make you more likely or less likely to vote for that candidate? Or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference.
And now we're 85%. Again, thank you for your help. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. The first one, the next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court rulings on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms. That was very convincing, just somewhat convincing, not very or not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all.
The next one, every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. That was very convincing, just somewhat, not very or not at all.
Very convincing.
The last one. We deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm putting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms. That was very convincing, just somewhat, not very or not at all.
Somewhat.
Just somewhat. And now the last two statements about made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. And again, please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and not on the ballot measure. The first one, reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion. That was very convincing, somewhat or not at all.
The second one.
Somewhat. And the last one, Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parent consent. That was very convincing, somewhat or not at all, or not very convincing.
Not very convincing.
Not very convincing. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Now that you have a little more information, let me ask you again, from 0 to 10, how much power do you feel your vote has?
7.
And I know it's a long way off, but it's the November 2024 election for president for help today. Will you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided, or will not vote for president, just for political office?
I'll vote for Donald Trump.
If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote on the ballot measure.
Will you vote yes, or will you vote no?
I'd vote no.
No. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be a representative in Congress, Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I had a year of college.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm widowed.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children or their age 18, yes or no?
No.
And do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
1.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or did not vote in 2020?
The Republican.
And the last question, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated fine?
60,000.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your opinion. Your opinion is very important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Well, you're welcome. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.